Pichu here. Well, I got some firewood to move this morning as well. I got some heavy inspirations for programming to attend to. Lately, my dream logs have been huge where I got 2 days of dream journals to record into my computer. Now that I am in gear to a daily routine, I will start to eat healthy again and cut dessert-y sugary stuff out of my diet to maintain a proper weight. Feeling good about what you eat is a part of its flavor and experience about as much as anything else. I tend to really enjoy my lettuce with chicken strips and blue cheese sauce. And thinking of it, I need to get more gummy vitamins. I am often drinking this stuff called Kale Blazer, which is another way to get veggies. I enjoy flying around as the Count of GD on Recolor, and there can be much enjoyment playing Dungeons & Dragons. I am looking forward to coding later today where I got a massive way to improve my bash scripts that will allow me to make hugely high quality site back UPS. I will be able to place where the background and foreground is as well as title the foreground and get those lines of text like Zone 5 and such. I have been enjoying talking to people on Discord as well. Discord may be a gem of current living and hopefully does not follow the trend of degrading with time and popularity. So there at least may be a few years of enjoying Discord before it corrupts as all other things tend to. I am going to try to translate my batch files to C programming executables or something of that nature. I have been having trouble getting Visual Studio 2017 to install on my Windows 7 VirtualBox. No surprise really, I think Microsoft has been sabotaging Windows 7 all it can, so the state of Visual Studio is likely another trick up its sleeve. It would hardly be a miracle to hear more people are moving to Linux, or at very least Mac computers. As quite honestly, if a person has any alternative, why would anybody use anything made by Microsoft is beyond me. I have just been using VirtualBox to make things in languages like Bash so my friends can use them. Yet myself, I run pure Linux and feel better about it every day. Having used Linux as my primary OS for over 10 years, at times I look backwards wondering if I would be better off using Windows, only to install Windows and realize there is nothing to return as all I consider to be Windows is long dead, replaced by bloatware sarcasm. A lot of people want to see you're the man now, dog, carry on. Yet what is worse than updating the site's coding or getting advertisers is that if YouTube is being smashed by copyright trolling, you're the man now, dog, is blatantly worse than that. Sadly, the internet is changing and so is the world. The net used to be wild and utterly beyond free, and now the pendulum is swimming to the duality of being stuffy, oppressed, and beyond undesirable. So really, it is enough to bring identity crisis to what it even means to exist at all anymore. Personally, I think the next big movement will be a wave of people who are intentionally homeless, like the rainbow gathering travelers in a very stuffy and unforgiving world that details things so awful I do not want to think about it. Like micromanagers at workplaces taking an already bleak existence and making it pitch black. I personally have no real hope in the future beyond pushing myself in my routine and at the same time likely watching the world crumble around me. Such things would sound like Omega-ish fantasy if it was not for the fact that for once an young schizophrenic dribble is sorta what is actually happening to the world in honest actual real life. And as micromanagers move into workplaces, the world is getting so bleak unforgiving, perhaps I will take off with the rainbow travelers myself. After all, this is our lives and a part of humanity can be a warrior's religion.
Hello darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. Split the night and touch the sound of silence.
A song of truth and beauty.